Chapter 1. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus? Men and women are more alike than different. That is true. But we're not the same. We may both be human and may have the same human needs and desires, but there are distinct differences that are significant and affects the way we behave and relate to the world around us. We're made from different molds. I mean, look at us. That in itself should tell you why we find it hard to connect sometimes. We don't look the same, we think differently, react differently. You can have babies, we can't. You have periods, we don't. We have a lot of body hair, you don't. The differences, which are not all obvious, are so many that it's like we came from different planets. The idea behind the Venus and Mars analogy is that our brains work differently. The way we think, the way we respond to stimulus, the way we process information. Women are often disappointed with men due to lack of understanding and unrealistic expectations. Men and women have enough similarities to make us perfect for each other, enough to procreate. But there are men things that you need to familiarize yourself with. The problem starts when you start thinking of us as women. When I talk to a woman, I'm pressured to try and understand things from her point of view too, so I can respond to her the way she wants me to. But no matter how hard I try, I still disappoint. It can be frustrating, you know? How are we so different, you may ask? Biologically and chemically. When we don't respond as expected, consider that maybe we're just not wired that way. To understand us better, I've gathered facts about the differences in our brain's physiology to help you understand why we act like we do. Now, I'm not trying to justify some men's behavior, or mine sometimes, but we need to establish these facts first, before I share with you how you can talk to men better and more effectively. If you understand the way a man's brain works, you'll find it easier to communicate with us, to appreciate our differences and work around them, to have us eating off your hands in no time. Facts about a man and a woman's brain. Fact number one, men are constantly thinking about sex. This is because there's this little thing in our hypothalamus that is called the area of sexual pursuit, and it is twice the size of a woman's. In our heads, that let's have sex switch is always on. And what drives sexual impulses? Testosterone, which we have 10 times more of. Not that we're always going to act on our thoughts, but they're there in the background. Fact number two. A man has more gray matter in the brain and a woman has more white matter. Harvard researchers hold this accountable for the difference in the way men and women think. Fact number three. Women's brains work faster, but a man's brain is bigger. This is because of how neurons are packed tighter in a woman's and how their brains have more white matter that speeds up the connections.